Hi, Joe. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Hey, I understand that there's like a parasympathetic state the body can be in where the body breaks down, where cortisol is high, and there's a sympathetic state. I got to remember, there's a sympathetic state and the parasympathetic state. So mm-hmm. In the sympathetic state, you're in flight or fight, and in this parasympathetic state, you're supposed to be in the rest and recovery, the rebuilding state.
Right.
So when you take GABA and L-theanine and cortisol manager and, you know, ashwagandha, that's supposed to help bring the cortisol down to put you back into the parasympathetic state. Do I understand this correct?
Mostly. The one that I point to the most for helping you go into the parasympathetic is that GABA. It happens to be a neurotransmitter, a calming neurotransmitter, and it helps settle things down. Now, there's one missing, though, sir, and that is there's a hormone made by the pituitary called oxytocin, and oddly enough, oxytocin slows down the signal from the pituitary that goes to the adrenals and says, hey, hey, stress, 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 and that signal is called ACTH. And oxytocin has been shown not to stop that signal. We've got to have some of it, but to slow it down, sir. And on top of that, like most other hormones, it has a whole bunch of other jobs. And oxytocin actually has been found, no kidding, solid research, to stimulate muscle stem cells to make more muscles. So at the same time, it's calming us down by interrupting the ACTH signal from the pituitary to the adrenals. It's also helping to rebuild our muscles. Pretty cool.
Oh, beautiful. So what would the dose of oxytocin be? I've got that at home from your dispenser, you know, from one of your naturopaths. What dosage?
Well,
because I stopped taking it, and I forgot what John Sermon told me to take.
Okay. It's a prescription, sir, to start with. So I hope you're thinking of oxytocin on prescription, because even though it's totally safe and nobody has ever had an adverse side effect and died, there's a certain group of authorities in Washington, D.C., public servants, who have decreed that it must be on prescription. And when it's on prescription, it starts usually at 100 what are called IU, international units, and can go upward from there, but then the price goes upward too. That's not to say I'm opposed to higher doses. It's just a little more costly. And if I were really trying to get this to work, I'd be using it the 150 or 200 international unit. It's a little lozenge, goes under the tongue and melts, and it absorbs perfectly fine there. Good time to use is a bedtime. A lot of people say they're get a more relaxed sleep that way.
Oh, yeah, it does do that. Okay. So Dr. Wright, you guys have one of the best naturopathic offices in the country and happens to be in our backyard, right? So I really like the supplements. I really like the doctors. Can you please help me with an issue I'm trying to overcome? And I need to build more muscle, regrettably. I need to build more muscle in a certain region of the body, the lower legs. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you've heard of from your researching naturopath that might help my dilemma here?
Well, for one, I've just mentioned the oxytocin. There's no question. It's in the research. It stimulates muscle stem cells to make new muscle. So that's one thing. Obviously, us guys, we all know about testosterone building muscle. You're probably working with that. Mm-hmm. You're probably working with that. And then the other thing I'd be wondering about, sir, is if this is in the lower legs, but it isn't, for example, in the shoulders or the hips or something like that where the muscle is, then I'm kind of wondering about interference with nerve flow down, nerve innervation, I guess is the word I'm looking for. I'm kind of wondering about, is the innervation doing everything it should for those lower legs? Because, if it were just an all-body sarcopenia, then it might be due to a deficiency of testosterone or something, or an oxytocin or some other hormone. But when it's in a certain location, particularly lower legs, I tend to ask people to see really good chiropractors to make sure there's nothing going on in the spine that might lead to that.
You know, Dr. Wright, you are very wise. I do have a spondylolisthesis L5-S1. Dr. Blair wanted to do a laminectomy, but I'm really against pharmaceutical drugs and surgery, chemo, and all that. But maybe I should take a second look at my lower back.
Sounds that way, sir.
Well, okay, one last question. With respect to your 24-hour urine panel, which I just dropped off, the lab says it takes about 3 weeks to process. Just curious, does that also look at GFR? your kidney function?
No, that one does not look at kidney function. What it does look at is just one part of a kidney marker, or one part of two kidney markers. Usually, in blood tests, you look at creatinine and blood urea nitrogen, BUN, it's called in creatinine. And if they go too high, oh, the kidneys are sick. Well, what this does is it measures the creatinine, but not for that purpose. It's more for the purpose of making sure the urine collection was completed properly. So I guess the answer would be no, sir, it doesn't.
Well, last time my creatinine was high, what does that indicate if your creatinine's high?
Well, first thing it indicates is you better go get a blood test, and you can do that at a regular laboratory where your insurance will cover you, a blood test for both the BUN and creatinine, because it's the level of the both of them being up that's a problem, and if either one of them is up, then we just monitor it, and we use some things to see if we can get it to come down again. There are various supplements that help to support kidneys, and sometimes we can get it down without having to go into a long thing about checking kidneys further. Now, for your information, one of the very best tests for are the kidneys in any way damaged is something called urinary microalbumin. And for that, one needs to collect urine. It's not a 24-hour urine thing or anything, though, and it can be done through conventional laboratories or your insurance will cover it. Microalbumin is the tiniest type of albumin particle found in the bloodstream, and if the kidneys are strong, it doesn't let many much of that out. It's even the microalbumin is too big to come through. But when the kidneys just start getting damaged, then that smallest albumin, microalbumin, does come through in excess, and it really lets you know. So I like that as well as the creatinine and BUN measurements, sir.
You know, I think, as I recall, both were high last time. So
oops.
Should I start taking the AC carbamide and the Ayush herbs Rentone? Would that be good support?
The Rentone would be a very good idea. Dr. Lampson and I, and Dr. Lampson's a colleague of mine at Atomic Clinic, actually have a publication in good old PubMed about reversing early kidney failure with Rentone, a Chinese botanical called Ramania, and something called Renagen. And all of these are botanical extract type things. And in the cases that we cite there, people who had elevated BUN and creatinine, it was just in the early stages, came back to normal. Now, there's one other addition that was research published after Dr. Lampson and I published that about a substance called Chinese white peony. It's another botanical from China. Been used for good grief, thousands of years, a couple of thousand anyway, for kidney problems over in China. But some Western researchers actually verified that it helps to improve kidney function, sir. And so it's called Chinese white peony. And then before I shut up, which I plan to shortly, other researchers here in the States found that if people took a teaspoon of bicarbonate soda, stirred it into as much water as they like, it was the teaspoon of bicarbonate soda that did the work, not the water. So a little water, a lot of water, doesn't matter. And took it to bedtime, why, it slows down the progression of kidney failure quite significantly. How do you like that?
Beautiful. So AC carbamide is something I should maybe get off of?
Well, it won't hurt anything, sir, but it's not going to do as much for the kidneys as these other things. AC carbamide is very good for things such as glaucoma.
Okay, Dr. Wright, thank you very much.
Okay, and you're welcome, sir, and keep working on your health. I can tell you're working on it hard, and that way it's most likely to stay better rather than worse.